Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent day. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, as we continue to talk about these prayers of breaking the curses over our life, praying the prayers of setting us free from all these things, of breaking the power and casting out the demons that come to torment us, Lord, I ask you to give us revelation and wisdom that we may learn and understand how to be free from the devil and to walk holy before you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now I'm going to start over today on this prayer about how to break the power of the devil in his life, how to be delivered from every curse. Now I'm going to start off today, since we've been talking about curses and how to pray the prayers of faith to break the power of sin and to break the power of the devil, and then this one here will get you set free. It says here, the prayer is, Heavenly Father, thank you for delivering me from every curse throughout the redemptive work of your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. You exalt me and set me on high. You cause me to be fruitful and to prosper in everything. By your hand of blessing, I am a success and not a failure. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not below. You have established me in holiness. I am yours, and I purpose to serve you and to glorify your name. Now, this is what each one of us should be doing, and this should be the desire of our heart, to worship and praise and serve the living King. Now, after this prayer has been prayed, the father in the home should speak a blessing over his wife and all the children. Now then, if this has never happened in your home, and many, many Christian homes, including some that have grown children and grandchildren, have never had the father in the home speak a blessing over his children and his grandbabies. Well, if it's never been done, it will be an absolute heart-moving experience for those of you that have never had a blessing spoken over you by the person in authority. So if you are the father or the grandfather or the great-grandfather, if you are the man in authority over your home, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, then God has put you as the man in charge of your family. Now then, God had instructed Aaron and his sons to put his name upon the children of Israel and bless them. So why don't we just use the same priestly words to speak blessings upon your loved ones? Now then, let's go here to Numbers 6:24-26. Now, listen, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now that's in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and on. Now, Numbers 6, verse 24 says, the Lord bless you and keep you. Now that's not hard to remember, is it? The Lord bless you and keep you. Verse 25. The Lord says, make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Now, that's not difficult either, is it? And then verse 26 said, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Now, that is the prayer of blessing that you should pray. Now, then, you can pray any kind of a blessing you want to over other people, over adults, over children. I can think in the last 25 years, the times that I had see a small child, maybe say 15 years ago when a little child was 10, now he's 25. But I've seen those children in church. I'd walk up and lay my hand on them and said, may the Lord bless you with knowledge and wisdom and revelation and understanding from his mighty word. And may he bless you and all that you set your hands to in the name of Jesus. And I speak that blessing upon those children. And I've had those children 5, 10, and 15 years later come back to me and say, Mr. Scribner, I have never forgot that blessing that you spoke over me that day in church. Now, isn't that amazing? I wonder how many other things people have said to them that they never remembered. Well, if you want to do something that's good and something that will be remembered and something that will bless that person, old or young, lay your hands upon that person and speak a blessing upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once that word has been spoken, it will go forth and it can never be broken because you spoke it and spoke it in faith. So your words are forever settled in heaven and because they're God's word and you speak those. Now then, I think that a blessing should be spoken regularly, at least once a week or once a month over your children. It just pays good dividends to speak a blessing. And I speak blessings over people all the time. I just bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it will do great things and it will change their life. So don't forget to speak blessings over yourself and over your loved ones in Jesus' name. Praise the King. Now then, that we've went through these basic rules or laws for curses, today I'm going to start in another section here under the curses and the blessings, and I'm just going to talk about some of these things, and I'm going to quote a lot of scripture as I go along. Now, to start off with, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I want to read to you to start off with a magnificent statement that God wrote in his Bible in Deuteronomy 30:19. He said, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now," he says, "you choose." But he says, "choose life so that you and your children may live." In other words, this is an open book test that God has given us, and he has told us even what the answer is. So he said, today, and that's for you today, you and me, the Lord has set before us curses and blessings, you know, life and death. It is our choice, but he tells us what to choose. And if you're like I was, most of your life, you didn't even know these curses or these blessings, either one was in God's mighty word. And then one day, one evening, I was sitting here studying, and I began to come upon chapter 27 of Deuteronomy, and it seems like every other word in that book was a curse spoken. So, as I read about the curses, I wondered how many times the word curse is used. So, I went into the King James Version, and I found that it was used 169 times in the King James. Some of the other translations that I've studied has that word translated curse or curses over 200 times. Now, God must have meant for us to know about them, so let's see what it says about the types of curses. Now, last 2 weeks we talked about the basic rules that governs these curses. This week we're going to talk about these curses and what they are. Well, to start off with, one of the first curses that I found in the Word of God is generational curses. Now, another one is personal sin curses. And another one is accursed things curses. Then word curses. These are bad things you speak over yourself. And then founding fathers curses. And then witchcraft curses. Now, these are some of the curses that I've come up with. Now, here's a statement that I made a couple of weeks ago that I'm going to make again today. There is a cause for every curse, because Proverbs 26:2 says, "Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest." So, curses are regulated by spiritual law. It's God's law. You cannot accidentally stumble into a curse. It is God who decides whether you are cursed or blessed. And his decision is based entirely upon your obedience to his commandments. And Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15, he makes a statement. He says, if you will not hear and obey the Lord your God to do all these laws I'm giving you today, then all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Now, when you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and start with verse 15, you will see what the curses are. Now, we're going to, during the course of this study, we're going to discuss some of these in great detail. But there's too many of them for me to read over the air. So if you want to see what they are, all you got to do is go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 through about verse 70. And he lists every kind of curse you can imagine. Every kind of sickness and disease and mental illness and everything else is totally, completely laid out in there. And all these things are going to happen to you because of your disobedience. That's what it's all talking about. So I suggest the thing to do is walk in complete obedience to God's word. Now, it is totally up to you or I as to whether we live under the blessing or under the curses. Now, think about that and begin to do what the word says and be blessed. So if you want to be blessed, you must do what God says he would do. I mean, what he wants you to do. You must, absolutely must do what God said for you to do. Now, in his word, he clearly lays out under the new covenant what we are to do. And let me tell you, it's really quite simple. He says, I command you that you love one another. Now, if you love, love carries over and hides over a multitude of sins. So whatever you do, walk in total divine health. Walk in total love. And if you don't walk in love, your faith will not work. Because Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says that your faith worketh by or through your love. So if you're not willing to walk in love, if you're holding grudges or so forth, your faith will never work to a very high level. That's just the way God made it. So whatever you do, don't sin. Walk holy before God. Now then, I'd like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes or these outlines or these CDs. We'll be happy to send them to you on this entire teaching. The phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Now, if you're coming from downtown Dallas, you go out 35E until you get to Walnut Hill. You go east on Walnut Hill to the 4th Street, which is Shady Trail. Turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.